monitoring. Is there another station out there?
Yeah, I'm here now. I just got on Route 46 in Fort Ree.
I know NZ2K real well, Paul. He's big into 220. I don't know if he still has that ADI. I never hear him, but I know he's got something that he goes on 220 with. Maybe he does. Yeah, it always did sound pretty good. Go ahead, Rocky. I'm here.
Stupid read the book last night because I was talking about that power adjustment with you. I'm still going to do the mod when the radio goes out of warranty, but all I got to do is hit function zero, function zero, function zero, and it lowers and raises the power of the radio.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, that's cool.
What's it do it in increments?
Yeah, just like, my Alink goes a little different. I just hit the high-low button and it changes the power automatically. Like on the TYT, I hit function P1 and it lowers it one notch. Function P1 again and it lowers it again, and vice versa. Keep hitting it, it keeps changing the power levels.
You have no trouble with the, let's say you run high power, you have no trouble with the power output on that radio. It doesn't vary or anything, like by itself.
I'm not on it long enough to even check that out. What I did was I bought a fan, two fans for an old Yaesu FT100, brand new fans. Charlie saw my little hookup. I mounted it on the back of the radio. I made a bracket out of a clothes hanger. It goes into the hole. I screwed it into the hole on the heat sink, and I wired it into the power cable. It runs all the time, but I did put a fan on that TYT to keep it cool.
That's a good idea. I had one of my friends, he had a problem on his TYT that the output burned out on it. So fans are good.
I run a secondary fan on top of my Alinko all the time that I got from Charlie. It's on now, and I put a cutoff, a little toggle switch on it to shut it off. Over to you, Charlie. KD2VOR.
Is there a toll for the GW? Maybe he's paying a toll. K2OOL.
No, I'm here. I just heard some activity on the 442-700 that we were just on. I was surprised to hear anybody on at this time of the morning. Wanted to see if I recognized anybody. No, no tolls coming in. Only toll I pay is when I go home. I go over the Tappan Zee Bridge, $3.
So I'm going to pull a car in. I'll be right back.
I can't believe there's somebody talking on 700.
Yeah, I never listened to it on my way in, but apparently these guys know each other.
They're talking about doctor visits. One's going to the doctor, the other one's going to the other doctor.
I don't recognize them. I didn't hear their call signs, but I don't recognize their voices.
Where does he have that antenna he's having problems with? Is it blocked by a building or anything? Is there something next to it?
Well, Rocky's in Kearney, so there's always something next to you. But the only time I've been to Rocky's place is it's at his job. He's at work right now. He owns a auto repair shop, and he does real early hours because he's got things to do during the day. And the only time I've ever visited Rocky has been this time in the morning, so I've really never been able to see, you know, how the setup is over there. But like I said, I've noticed that with 440, you go up or down a foot or so or even less, and makes all the difference in the world. So he might just be unfortunate enough to have that thing in a null for that 442-900 machine.
Yeah, I had a thing with one of my antennas. There was a balloon stuck in the power lines, and it was making a noise that goes up and down, kind of like the one in the radio that I was telling you about. And I called PSE&G, and the guy came out with the bucket truck and took the turned the power off of the line and got the balloon out. that made so much of a difference with my ham radios and my shortwave and everything.
I guess it was a Mylar balloon. Those are conductive. I'm assuming it was. Rubber balloons I don't think are conductive.
Yeah, it was one of those shiny ones. Happy birthday, it said on it.
Yeah, it's amazing the most insignificant thing, how it will affect radio reception. Or radios in general. I've heard of guys having a problem with their radios that they haven't used in a while because a spider built a nest in the wrong spot, and then they turned it on and it arced.
Okay, well, where's the spider? The spider builds a nest in the radio or the antenna?
Inside the radio, you know, on one of the circuit boards or whatever. That guy hadn't used the radio in a while, or he bought it used or something, and the spider had built a nest in it, and it ended up shorting out.
I was working on a receiver once when I was a bench technician, and I turned it on. Actually, no, I didn't turn it on. He said it didn't work. I opened it up, and there's little cockroaches inside. I cleaned them all off. I used blue shower. I cleaned it off with a toothbrush. I sprayed it, turned it on, and we're perfect.
Yeah, that's why I try to always power on my radios every day when I get home. Everything goes on, and I turn it off just before I leave. When I get home today, everything will go on, and it'll stay on all weekend long. When I go to work Tuesday morning, I'll shut everything down.
That's why you need those high-speed fans in there. The fans blow all the bugs off. So if there was a spider in there, it'd be gone. Well, either that or he'd be at the top of the radio saying, "Help me." Oh. Yep, definitely put those fans in there.
So you talk to Paul often?
Yeah, we used to talk on Simplex. I can hear him really good. He was using a homemade J-Paul that he had strung in his window, and he was almost full bars from where he is in Upper Bergen County, and I'm in Clifton. And I said, "Wow, that's something else." And for some reason, I'm able to talk to him when he's driving in his car with his, I was using a walkie-talkie, and I was able to talk to him on 220 on Simplex. Figure that out. He's at Hillside, that's it. He lives in Hillside.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I've met him at least twice, maybe more. Nice guy, knowledgeable guy. But I talked to him just a couple of days ago. He's got a VX6 and an MH57 speaker mic. And he had to turn down the mic gain on the radio because he was so loud. Sounded like he was on a bass radio. I couldn't believe it. Really had nice audio, that MH57 speaker mic. But I tell you, that's the best HT's audio that I've ever heard. He really sounded good on it.
What's that, the VX7?
The 6. He's got a couple of them. I think he's got the 7 as well. But he happened to be on the 6 with a speaker mic that he had in his desk, he said. He just found it, and he put it on, and it sounded great. Really nice audio.
He's a kidder. You gotta watch it. He might have been using a desk mic.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, give me a minute. I'm coming up to the quick check. I gotta fill up with gas for my trip tomorrow. And I don't buy gas in Connecticut. It's too damn expensive, so I get it over here. $3.31 a gallon. Not too bad, considering it's $3.94 in Connecticut. I'll be back. N1LU mobile.
It is? Jesus. How about, what's your tax over there? 6 or 7?
Tell you the truth, I'm not sure. I don't pay any attention to it.
As long as it don't bother you. K2OR.
N1LU.
KD2BOR. Artie, where are you located? I didn't hear that before.
I'm in Clifton. in the middle of Nutley and Passaic and Rutherford, I'm right in the middle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't look you up on QRSAT yet, so I was just wondering where you were. I got three different places I transmit from: my girlfriend's house, my shop here in Kearney, and my license goes back to Harrison, New Jersey.
Harrison?
Yep, Harrison.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good location for radio. I'm up pretty high here. I wish I was higher. I wish I was on the top of Olick Road, but I'm not. Or Valley Road. You know what the weird thing is? With cell towers, you go up really high, it doesn't matter where you are. You think that you were up high, you'd be getting good reception. You don't. If cellular radio gets too much reception, it doesn't work good. Weird.
I remember when I first got my first cell phone, I was on T-Mobile, and that's going back years ago when all they were covering was New York, New Jersey, and a little bit of Pennsylvania. That's how many years ago.
I had an analog cell phone. It was like a brick. A Nokia. I think it was Verizon.
Yeah, I don't get too much into cell phones. I use it to make a call, and I use it to get a call, and maybe a text once in a while. I don't have one of those new big phones and do all that crazy stuff. I got an old-fashioned LG flip phone, and I've had it for 3.5 years now, and the battery's still good, and it works fine.
Hey, Artie.
Yeah, what's up?
You have something for 220?
Not at the moment, but, what do you call it? Normally I have an F6, but right now it's out of commission.
Jeez, I don't want to hear that. That's what I have. I wanted to see if you could hear me on 220. All right, I'm done with Gaz. Give me a minute.
It's okay. I dropped it off the ladder. It's all into pieces. Well, I'll wait till to find out what the result of that is. Otherwise, I'll have to buy a new one.
WA2ZOZ.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Don. KD2BOR. And Artie, you're talking to somebody who has an F6, and Don that just jumped in there has got an F6 also. Go ahead, Don.
Good morning, all. I'm just getting ready for the Ham Fest. Rocky, I got my Comet analyzer already, and just in case I bought some extra batteries, I have all my fittings adapters for it. And we should be good to go for tuning up your antennas. And good morning, Artie. I believe it's OOL, Opt Online. I just retired from Cablevision after 27 years. I retired May 6th. And I wonder if you work for Cablevision. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was doing it last year. I was doing it. But normally I do alarms, but I don't do the cable. But we're planning on moving, so I'm trying to fix the house up. But, oh wow, the birds are up. That radio sounds really good. That's what an F6 sounds like, huh?
Good audio.
Always Kenwood audio, good.
Morning, Don.
Morning, Charlie. Actually, I'm on an Elinco DR605Q, which is notorious for good audio, and I used to install alarms too. Many moons ago, I worked for Shermer and Burns Electronic Security. Okay, so you're not with Cablevision right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was working for a subcontractor for a while, but right now we're fixing a house up to sell, and we're going to go south. We're going to keep raising the taxes here.
Yep, that is a fact. I believe we have the highest taxes in the nation in New Jersey. Over to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good, Don. Yeah, Artie, when I heard Don on that 605, I started hunting around, and now I own a 605 TQ as well. Mine's in the shack. I don't use it that much anymore. I've got one of the display lights is out. I really want to get that fixed because that bugs me. Always makes me feel like I got an inferior radio when something like that happens, but it's got real good audio. What the heck did I want to say? Oh, yeah, talking about New Jersey taxes. Connecticut's not that... whoa! Jesus. Wish they'd fix this freaking road over here. Connecticut's not that cheap either. When I was getting gas, I just ran into one of the jobbers. He owns a route. He does his deliveries in a van. And he was getting gas as well. K2OZ. Not K2OZ. WA2ZOZ. I know another guy named K2OZ, or his call is. Good morning, Don. So you're all set for the feds tomorrow. Have you been checking the weather?
No, negative. I was listening to this repeater during the day, and I understand there's, in the morning it's going to be okay, then in the afternoon there's a possibility of rain.
Okay, yeah, that's what Artie just said. So that's cool, because that's when I'm going, is in the morning.
Yeah, I understand they're going to let us in. Well, the guy's setting up. I think they're going to be there at 6, and for the rest of us non-merchants, believe it's 8 o'clock. So I don't know, I might be there 7:30 or 7:45, something like that.
Are you selling?
I'm not selling, no.
I just like to get the good deals, okay.
Get up, Rock.
Yeah, I'll get right back to you guys. I'm just loosening up an oil filter and draining the oil right now. KD2BOR.
Okay, let me sip a habit. I had a very slight mishap with the F6. I knocked it off the night table, and it landed on a rug about 2.5 feet down. The radio was fine, perfect. And the diamond antenna, it bent a little bit above the loading coil. So I straightened it out, put it on the SWR bridge, and tried a few repeaters, and thank God that thing is fine. Over to you, Artie.
I had one of those, the Comet antenna, the tri-band one for the F6. Nice antenna. Nice antenna until you drop it and the center load cracks in half. That was the end of that.
I have the one that you could, they say you can exaggerate it, that you could bend it into a pretzel. I think that's the one I had. So I just bent it right back into place.
I had the Diamond 320 on mine, and that thing bends all over the place. It comes back to where it belongs.
It uses the tri-band antenna. I can get like 40 meter sideband, and it comes in like booming.
Okay. Rocky has the same antenna, and Rock, mine bent a little bit, but I just straightened it right out, and it's perfectly fine. I have two Comet antennas, with the SMA-24 dual band antennas, and they're pretty rugged also.
That tri-band diamond, man, I tell you, that works, I think, the best on that radio. AC2T, Paul, he has the same antenna on his F6 also.
Right. The luncheon before this one in Northville, I saw it on there. And I believe Charlie also has the same. Is that right, Charlie?
Yeah, that's correct. This is N1LU. This is a THF6 transmitting on my 220 antenna, so I don't want to make it a long transmission.
Okay. Very good. Rocky's busy with an oil change. Let's see. I guess over to you, Charlie, then Artie.
Yeah, okay, this is a THF6 with the TYT speaker mic and into the 220 Lakeview antenna. Over to you, Artie. How's it sound?
K2OOL. They're a little fuzzy, but no problem. I don't know where you are right now. You could be inside or outside, I don't know. But I use the 77CA, and that pretty much works all right. On 2 meter, 220, and 440. Go figure. It's a dual band antenna.
I'm in my car, just sitting here with the radio on the seat. I'm going to go back to my Kenwood, my mobile N1LU class.
Artie, I have the same antenna on my truck, the mobile version of the HT one. I've got the 320. But I forget the numbers on the letters on the beginning of it, but I use, that's the tri-band antenna I use, and then I got a dual band on my tailgate.
I think it's SRH.
I think you might be right. That's the first antenna that I ever bought when I got into the hobby from my mobile, because that's what I was using in my vehicle also, was the THF6.
My F6 now running 50. I'm on my F6 now. This is Don, WA2COZ. I'm on the F6 now, running 50 milliwatts, and I'm using the TYT speaker mic.
There you go. It's 50 milliwatts? I thought it was 100 milliwatts. You might be right, though. That's still good. No fuzz.
Yeah, I guess I'm about three and a half miles as the crow flies, and it's 0.05 watts, and if my math is correct, that's 50 milliwatts. It's on EL power. That's economy low.
Economy low on my radio is 1 watt. That's it. But, yeah. I thought it was 500 milliwatts, or 100 milliwatts. I couldn't remember, but that's what I thought it was. Either way, you're coming in, no problem.
Very good. Now I'm going to take the speaker mic off, and I'd like an audio report from you. Stand by. All right. This is the internal microphone. How does it compare with the speaker mic, Artie? Go ahead.
Sounds the same.
Oh, okay. Well, if the first audio report was good, then it sounds the same. I thank you for that. How about you, Charlie? I believe you noticed a difference last time we did this test.
Yeah, it sounds slightly better without the speaker mic. TYT mic muddies it up just a little bit, but I think it sounds a little bit clearer without the speaker mic.
Oh, okay, very good. I don't know which HT I'm going to bring to the Ham Fest. I might even bring the little VX2 or VX3.
Yeah, I'll have the THF6, but I'm not going to probably walk around with it.
I bought a little carry pocket from MFJ. It's the MFJ, I believe, 1.5, and it works very well carrying this HT around with it. You can put it on your belt, fasten the HT right in to the little pocket, and it's really secures the HT. And it's I think it was $10-$12, something like that.
What is it now, Don?
MFJ-1.5. In fact, I'm going to bring it to the Hamfest.
And it's for the HT?
Yep. It fits fits most of the HTs on the market very well. And you can use your speaker mic with it and not have to worry about your radio getting lost.
I bet you it won't go into my ICOM 32AT.
I don't know. What are the dimensions?
It's the old school walkie-talkie.
It just might fit, unless it's like one of the old military radios.
Yeah, I have a Betafang speaker mic that goes into the Kenwood, but it won't go into the ICOM. It'll plug in, but then it keys up. So I guess it's wired wrong.
Done.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the MFJ-15. How does the radio stay in the pouch? It calls it a belt clip pouch, but I don't see how the radio would stay in there. It looks like it could easily fall out.
It has these two little strings, I guess, cord or strings, that you pull over the top of the radio, and then there's Velcro in the back. So it has a large range, so you could put all kinds of HTs in it, and they'll fit.
Okay, well, definitely bring it. I'd like to check it out, because I don't want to get the case that they sell for that thing. I hear it's really, really tight on the radio. I've heard people had problems pressing certain buttons and things like that, but this looks pretty neat. It might even work out in a car. If it has a Velcro on it, it might be able to, you know, put it on the dash or something.
Yep, you can do that too. Right, I bought the HT case, and it fits way, way too tight. Can't get to some of the buttons, and the little buttons with the rubber protection on the side, it pulls that like right off the micro switch, and you have to stick around with it to get the switches to seat right again. No, I would not purchase it.
The F6 case.
Right, the blue HT case.
That thing's terrible. Great radio, terrible case. And it doesn't sit right, or it hits up against the button. What a pain in the neck. K2O.
N1LU. Guys, I'm going to sign. I'm going to get inside and get working so I can get the heck out of here and start enjoying my weekend. Artie, nice to meet you. Don, I'll see you mañana. Rocky, I'll see you tomorrow as well, as long as it's not raining when I get up. Take care, guys. 73, this is N1LU. I'll be clearing your finals. Over to you, Artie.
All right, maybe when you get down there, maybe you'll see me selling. With the GT3 on me. Have a good rest of the weekend. K2OR.
Let me see if I have it. Okay, Charlie. I'll see you bright and early Saturday morning. And I guess I'll sign now also. I want to clean this apartment up a little bit. Then in about another hour or so, then I'll probably get some shut-eye. Over to you, Rock.
82BOR, 73, Charlie. Have a good day. Then I'll talk to you later. Talk to you at the Hamfest. And, Don, you were right. Economy low, 50 milliwatt. Low power, half a watt. High power, 5 watt.
What's low power?
Low power is a half a watt. Economy low is 50 milliwatt. And high is 5 watts across all three bands.
50 milliwatts, that's less than a Fisher-Price walkie-talkie. You hit the repeater with that, you're good.
Well, I just read it off of a site on the internet. All right, guys, Don 73, Artie 73, good talking to you. I'm going to start getting cleaned up around here and go have my breakfast. 82, BOR.
73, enjoy the breakfast. 82, BOR. Back mobile again? K2OOL.
Yeah, I'm mobile right now. Just going over to my girlfriend's house. I just tried that 450 repeater in my car and I wasn't even getting it that good. It's got to be the weather conditions.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to rain or something. I'll tell you, it was crazy last night. I don't know if you've seen the lightning and the thunder and everything. That was wild.
I don't know if you know where Carney is. You probably do. I'm on Schuyler Avenue in my shop. And the lightning and thunder showed it was out there about 3 o'clock yesterday morning. I was going over to my girlfriend's house at about 10 after 3. I had my wipers on high and couldn't see 4 feet in front of me.
Schuyler Avenue, huh? We got auto body plates?
Small mechanical shop. I work by myself. This June 1st, I'll be there for 24 years.
You work on engines?
Nah, not really. Maybe an intake gasket here or there at the stage of my life. I've been doing this stuff since I was 16. I just don't get into anything heavy anymore.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you. I forget what you call it. There's a kit for the Ford where you have to... you put it into where the spark plugs go because the engine has an aluminum head. There's a kit, and this goes in, and then the spark plug goes back in, and then the coil pack sits on top, obviously.
That I do. You must have a 4-6 engine.
Well, you nailed it right on the head. That's the one.
I have a cab company next door to me that uses the old police Crown Vicks, and I've done so many spark plug holes for them, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm worried about it, the spark plug blowing out again. So I like to put that kit in, try to prevent that.
Well, I don't advise it unless you have to do it. Because that kit is only a temporary repair on a lot of those heads. They do make better kits. What year is the vehicle and how many miles are on it?
It's 2000 and it's got 173,679 miles on it.
KD2BOR Friday. Have the spark plugs ever been changed?
Yeah. Yep. I got Bosch Platinums in there.
Well, here's my idea. If it's working, don't fix it. If the plugs have been replaced, Platinum plugs are good for 100,000 miles. If it smells like cologne, I'd leave it alone.
And it was a college truck, and one time the spark plug came out. I took the auto lights out, which are smaller plugs, and I put the Bosch in because I felt like they're a little fatter. And ever since I put them in, it's been fine. But I'm just personally worried about the spark plug blowing out again because I do beat on vehicles. And it's going to get a beating. But it's been fine.
I haven't done one for the cab company at least 2 years. So they must have came along with something on those things. And some of the aftermarket spark plugs like the Bosch have more thread on them than the auto lights did. And thank God you don't own a Triton 5.4. They're the ones that the spark plug sees in the head and break.
Oh, so the 5.4 is worse, huh?
If you ever get a chance to see a spark plug for a 5.4, you'll understand what I'm saying. It's a bad problem. I had a customer of mine just buy a Ford F-250 pickup about a year ago. I told him, before you buy this truck from the dealer, you want to see the old spark plugs out of the motor and new spark plugs put in before you buy it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, and even then, you got worried, right? God forbid. God forbid. But it's, trucks ain't cheap, you know?
You're telling me? I got a 2010 GMC Canyon that I bought a French GMC. I can't believe this thing listed for $28,120.
I was talking to the guy in an elevator, and he says that he works for the town, and the town, and they bought these the new Ford, and it's got a nav in it and everything else. He says it was pushing $73,000 for the truck. I said, what?
Yeah, I heard they're coming out with a new Colorado and Canyon for 2015. I don't even want to know what the sticker. I don't even have the off-road package. I got the Z85 package, and I still couldn't believe the sticker price on this truck when I bought it.
How's the, does it have a five-cylinder in it, or am I thinking of a different truck?
You hit the nail on the head. I got the I-5. 250 horsepower, and I'll tell you, you figure it would be good on gas. I'm lucky I get an overall 14 on it, because all I do is mostly city driving.
Wow, really? You get a gas mileage of a V8? That's weird. My friend had one, he was getting all right gas mileage with it. I drove it, I beat the crap out of it, and I was getting so-so gas mileage. I used to have a tank of gas driving his truck. He goes, go ahead and use it. So I took it for a ride. Went to another state.
I just passed my girlfriend's house. I went down her side street, but she's not up yet. And when I was going past her backyard, when I was transmitting, I turned on her backlight.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I'm running a brick in my truck. Doing about 110 watts.
I couldn't have regular telephones. I used to park up with my girlfriend's telephone wire. And she could hear me crystal clear. I used to go, I'm outside. And you know, because it's a girl, you know she's on the phone. I go, I heard you talking. I said, was it clear? She goes, yeah. I go, oh, that's good.
KD2 BOR, you have to see me back in my 11-meter days. I used to go through toasters.
I heard a rumor about that, going through the toaster. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. No, the toaster. And my toaster started talking to me. People think I'm crazy.
Well, the days when I got back in 11 meters, there was no such thing as cable TV or anything like that. My brother still has cassette tapes that he plays once in a while. I went through them, too, when he was recording it off of LPs.
Oh, man. So he's got a recording of you shooting DX, huh?
Yes, he does.
I was in church once, and one of my friends was sitting outside, and he was talking on the CB, and he was coming through the church PA, and the pastor goes...
I was sitting outside the ShopRite, Hillside, New Jersey, on Route 22, and I was talking in my car, and my wife was inside shopping, and the manager came out, and he saw the antenna on the car, and he goes, "Could you please cease transmitting? You're going through our intercom system very badly."
Nice.
All right, I'm at my destination. Let me say 73 again, and we'll catch you down the log. KD2, BOR Mobile.
Battery just died. 73.
This morning, W2TTT.
Yeah, good morning, Gordon. W2TTT, W2BOB will be getting underway in 1 minute.
Yeah, you know, as I keyed up, I realized, Bob, that the station I listen to does their local news headlines at a minute before the hour, so apologize.
Okay, very good. How you been? Everything okay?
Everything's fine. Nothing money won't solve, pretty much. It's a busy time. You know, I've got my son's graduation. I've got my other son's wedding all next weekend, so, and all the stuff leading up to the boat starting this weekend, so it's crazy.
It's
can imagine so, yeah. Well, congratulations to your son for graduating and for the wedding coming up. That's terrific. Okay. Well, that is 1300, 9 o'clock, so this is W2BOB. We have W2 Tango 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 with us, Gordon. And we are in the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And, of course, Monday being Memorial Day, there will be no net. So with that, let's see who else we have with us this morning for the net. This is W2BOB, standing by for check.
W-A-T-Z-N-T, good morning, Bob. Stick around, Gordon.
C2T, good morning, everybody.
K2BIE, good morning.
Hey. Morning, Josephine, Paul, and George. Anyone else?
KD2CYX, good morning, everyone.
Okay, good morning, Vinny. KD2CYX with us again. Very good. Anyone else?
WB2OXU.
Okay, good morning, Bill. WB2OXU. And the group is getting bigger. That's great. Anyone else?
N2NBR.
Okay, good morning, John. N2NBR. And I got the relay when you checked into the 20-meter net yesterday, and your audio and signal sounded very good into Florida, so I guess you're happy about that. Okay, any other check-ins come now?
N2AIR.
Okay, good morning, Greg. N2AIR. And are there any others?
KC2ZUM. Disconnected.
I didn't know he was connected. So, Alan, you're going to be with us on the radio or what? Obviously, you're not with us on Echo Link at this point. KC2ZUM, are you there?
BOB, KC2ZUM. Here for one round. Good morning.
Okay, very good, Alan. Yeah, fine business, and we are hearing you okay. So that's great. All right, any other check-ins for the net, please?
WI-12YP.
Okay, Willie P., hey, good to hear you again. WI-2LYP with us, fine business. Anyone else? Okay, well, we got a terrific list this morning, and thank you for all for joining us. And we'll give another call after we get a little further down into the proceedings here. Anyway, it's 60 degrees on Long Island, overcast, and our humidity is 85%, and they're predicting more rain today, so I guess that's on the cards. Well, speaking of Monday being Memorial Day, at 8:30 this morning, I heard this terrific roar, and it sounded like the blades of a helicopter, and it was getting louder and louder and louder, coming closer to this house, and finally it got so loud, I looked out the window, and first this huge monster aircraft came over at treetop level, and it was all painted military, no markings, and it was one of the vertical landing takeoff planes with the engines pointed, twin turboprop engines on each wing, and the wings, of course, were vertical, not horizontal. And the engines were pointed straight up. However, that particular unit was flying with its nose up about 45 degrees, so it was very strange. But what a huge thing so close to the ground, I'll tell you. It had a twin tail on it, and right behind it was number two. And right behind that, a little further down the street, was number three. And then finally a fourth one came over, and they were all at the same height. And then I saw another helicopter, which was all white, several blocks away, and these guys were going west to east, so I guess they're going to Jones Beach for the air show this weekend. And the other helicopter looked like it was either a news, it probably was a news helicopter. It was all white with markings on it. So that is that was the excitement today. But the whole house shook when they went over. I mean, it was really amazing. So anyhow, that's the fun and games here. So we have Gordon, W2TTT with us, Josephine, WA2ZNT, Paul, AC2T, George, K2BIE, Vinny, KD2CYX, Bill, WB2OXU, John, N2NBR, Greg, N2AIR, Alan, KC2ZUM, and we have Willie P, WI2LYP, and this is W2BOB with the CBS Net. So with that, over to Gordon, W2TTT to get it, W2BOB.
Alrighty. Well, good morning, everyone. We had a great luncheon yesterday. It really was fun. I saw Bill, and I saw Willie P, and George. I'm trying to remember who else was there. I think that was it from this net. But it is kind of fun. Bob, you should probably send the roster of folks who regularly attend this net to Colton, K1JMI, or to me, and I'll get it to him, so that folks here know when the luncheons are, because that's a lot of fun. You know, we do it about 10 months of the year, although we're talking about some of us doing it in July and August as well. Dick is usually away, and Tony usually gets involved in other things, don't get too FDU. But we could probably organize this for the summer, too. Just have a random luncheon. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, I will hang around the net a little bit. I've got a 10 o'clock appointment, and I will be transitioning from the car to the house, but I'll turn the radio on in the dining room where I've got my work computer set up for today. Nancy's out of the house and working, and Jeremy's off doing post-prom things, so let me drop it. And one last thing is that our baby, Mr. Jeremy, KC2PBS, is graduating from high school a week from Saturday, and his brother, KC2NZC, John, is getting married to his bride to be Nino the next day. So this weekend and next week and next weekend are all just crazed. I'll just leave it at that. Very, very exciting time. So with no further ado, Bob, back to you. W2BOB, W2TTT.
Okay, very good, Jordan. Yeah, you got a busy schedule lined up, that's for sure. W2TTT from W2BOB with the net. Okay, I'll make up the list, and I do have Dick's email. And over to Josephine, WA2ZNT, next with the CBS retirees at W2BOB. Go ahead, Joe.
W2BOB in the net, WA2ZNT, good morning. Oh, wow, what a good group here. Nice long list, very nice. And especially with the weekend coming up, and we will be on Monday, so I guess we'll get together look for Wednesday of next week. But I want to say at the outset, Vinny's signal improved tremendously and nice and clear, and the audio is excellent too, Vinny, so good that you brought it up. I know it's been a couple of sessions that you were in the